Hi there. The word for you today is on insights into aging. In Proverbs 10:27, the Bible says, "The fear of the Lord adds length to life." The secret of aging well is in staying young at heart, staying close to God, and staying fully engaged in life. The mirror isn't your problem. How you see yourself is. Notice how young some older people are and how old their peers seem. I mean, seeking the elusive fountain of youth isn't the answer, nor is surrendering to time and fate. So here are two things you need to do to age well. Okay, number one, be realistic. Come on. Nothing is sillier than a woman made up to recreate what she hasn't been for decades. Except maybe an older man in an unbuttoned shirt, flashing jewelry intended to recreate the macho image of a lost youth. Look, when you're comfortable with your age and stage in life, others will be too. Solomon points out in Ecclesiastes 12:1-5, certain things that age does. He says it decreases vigor, it dims vision, it slackens muscles, it stiffens joints, it whitens hair, etc. And vitamins, exercise, and a good attitude help. But you've got to be realistic in order to handle aging with dignity. A second thing you need to do to age well is keep giving. In Ecclesiastes 11:1-2, reading from the Message, Solomon says, be generous. Invest in acts of charity. Charity yields high returns. Don't hoard your goods. Spread them around. Be a blessing to others. Don't stop investing your energy and your resources into God's kingdom because you think it's time for the young folk to take over. That's a mistake. If you do that, loneliness and depression will set in, and illness and death will soon follow. When you shut the door, pull the shades and isolate yourself. You're old at any age. But when you stay in the mainstream, give yourself to God and to others, you'll stay young all your life.